is the third flawed premise. If I push hard enough against unwanted things, they will go away. You live in a universe that is based upon the law of attraction. That means that this is an inclusion-based universe, not an exclusion-based universe. In other words, in an inclusion-based, attraction-based universe, there simply is no such thing as no. When you look at something wanted and you say yes to it, you are including it in your vibration, and then it becomes a part of your vibrational offering, which means it's a part of your point of attraction, which means it begins to come to you. But when you shout no at something, you are including it in your vibration also. So it then becomes a part of your vibrational offering, which means it's a part of your point of attraction, which means it begins to come to you. You are of no advantage whatsoever to anyone who has your negative attention. When you observe something in another that causes you to feel bad while you are observing it, your negative emotion is your indicator that you are adding to something unwanted. In the early stages of negative emotion, you merely feel discomfort. But if you continue your focus upon unwanted things will begin to appear in your own experience in increasingly prominent ways. In every conscious moment, your point of attraction is active, which means that the law of attraction is responding to your active vibration, and you are in the state of becoming more. Your emotions are your indication of whether you are becoming more like the positive, uplifting being of your source, or whether you are becoming more of the opposite of that. You cannot stand still. If you are awake, you are in the process of expansion. Whenever you know what you do not want, you always know more clearly what you do want. So in a poignant moment of awareness of another person's undesirable situation, you automatically launch your version of an improved situation forward into your vibrational reality. Now your work, your value to that person, your value to yourself, your natural state of being, is to give your undivided attention to the idea of improvement that is hatched from your interaction or observation. And as you learn to do that, not only will you be of increasing value to others, but you will see how your relationships with others add immeasurably to your own becoming.